They went on. It was already late in the day, and it was another hour and deep into the long dusk before they overtook the thief, bent over the loaded cart, trundling down the road before them. When he looked back and saw them, he tried to run with the cart, but it was useless, and finally he stopped and stood behind the cart, holding a butcher knife. When he saw the pistol, he stepped back, but he didn't drop the knife. "Get away from the cart," the man said. He looked at them. He looked at the boy. He was an outcast from one of the communes, and the fingers of his right hand had been cut away. He tried to hide it behind him, a sort of fleshy spatula. The cart was piled high. He'd taken everything. "Get away from the cart and put down the knife." He looked around, as if there might be help somewhere. Scrawny, sullen, bearded, filthy. His old plastic coat held together with tape. The pistol was a double action, but the man cocked it anyway. Two loud clicks. Otherwise, only their breathing in the silence of the salt moorland. They could smell him in his stinking rags. "If you don't put down the knife and get away from the cart," the man said, "I'm gonna blow your brains out." The thief looked at the child, and what he saw was very sobering to him. He laid the knife on top of the blankets and backed away and stood.
"Back more."
He stepped back again.
"Papa,"
the boy said,
"be quiet."
He kept his eyes on the thief.
"God damn you," he said.
"Papa, please don't kill the man."
The thief's eyes swung wildly. The boy was crying.
"Hey, come on, man. I done what you said. Listen to the boy."
"Take your clothes off."
"What?"
"Take them off. Every goddamn stitch."
"Hey, come on. Don't do this.
I'll kill you where you stand."
"Don't do this, man."
"I won't tell you again."
"All right. All right. Just take it easy."
He stripped slowly and piled his vile rags in the road.
"The shoes."
"Come on, man."
"The shoes."
The thief looked at the boy. The boy had turned away and put his hands over his ears.
"Okay," he said, "okay."
He sat naked in the road and began to unlace the rotting pieces of leather laced to his feet. Then he stood up, holding them in one hand.
"Put them in the cart."
He stepped forward and placed the shoes on top of the blankets and stepped back. Standing there, raw and naked, filthy, starving. Covering himself with his hand, he was already shivering.
"Put the clothes in."
He bent and scooped up the rags in his arms and piled them on top of the shoes. He stood there holding himself.
"Don't do this, man."
"You didn't mind doing it to us."
"I'm begging you." "Papa," the boy said, "come on. Listen to the kid."
"You tried to kill us."
"I'm starving, man." "You'd have done the same."
"You took everything."
"Come on, man. I'll die."
"I'm gonna leave you the way you left us."
"Come on. I'm begging you."
He pulled the cart back and put the pistol on top, and then turned and set off along the road south, the boy crying at his side, leaving the nude and slat-like creature standing there in the road, shivering and hugging himself. The boy looked back.
"Oh, Papa,"
he sobbed.
"Stop it."
"I can't stop it."
"What do you think would have happened to us if we hadn't caught him? Just stop it."
"I'm trying."